Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm so thrilled today to welcome Elena Cardone. Elena, thank you so much for being with me.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Thank you for having me.
Well, most of, you know, I have a lot of people that I haven't met before and I interview. And Elena, I've known you for years and I just have such tremendous respect for you. And you are someone that probably doesn't need too much introduction because you're so well known. But I think I'd love to, you started off in Hollywood, a young girl. I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about little Elena and how you got started, because of course you're so well known today, but I think it's not just been a smooth sail for you. So share a little bit about a little Elena for us.
Well, little Elena grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, kind of grew up as a tomboy, pretty much had a pretty easy childhood. And then one day there was a dreaded day where unfortunately my best friend's house across the street caught on fire and her mother perished. And it was very traumatic for me. I witnessed that. You can't unsee what you saw. You know, it was not something I could confront easily as a 13-year-old, that image. And completely just devastated me. I did not know how to deal with that. And, you know, in my family, it was a loving family, but we were just always taught to just keep going. And we didn't show emotion very well. Like, we keep everything inside. And because I had been kind of like a tomboy at those younger ages, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and I was always competing with the boys. So I always had to be stronger than the boys, which meant I could never cry because I never wanted to be a girl, because I always wanted, you know, to be better than them. So I felt like I had to be even stronger. So now 13, I'm just getting out of the tomboy thing. But I still had that my whole life up into that part to not show weakness and not show crying and not show vulnerability, because that's all I knew at that time. So now I had this tremendous pain, anguish, trauma. And I was just trying to stuff it all down because I didn't want to be weak. I wanted to be strong. And then the family was just kind of like, oh, we continue to go on. And so that's when I started to kind of self-medicate a lot with drugs, alcohol. And I grew up in New Orleans. So it was only 18 to drink on the streets then. My sister was 5 years older than me. So at 13, I already had my fake ID. I was out at clubs. The clubs don't close at 2 in New Orleans. They're all night. You can drink on the street. It's just a completely different environment. So from 13 to 17, I just went down this crazy path because New Orleans is crazy. And at 17, I just, every single day I'm going in and out of my house. What am I seeing? I'm seeing the house across the street, you know, that had been burnt out. You know, and so every time I see that house, what else do I see? The image of, you know, my friend.
Right. It's a trigger.
It was a trigger. So at 17, I just said, I can't do this anymore. I have to get out. I have to try to make something of myself. And believe it or not. So at 13, she was my first friend to pass away. But then I dove into a life of pretty hardcore drug and alcohol usage. For some reason, I was never addicted, but I had a hardcore recreational problem. Mm-hmm. And in that world, you know, it was in the punk rock scene. It was hard, live fast. I mean, things were wild. So believe it or not, from 13 to 17, I had an additional 8 other friends pass away. So four of them passed away in a car accident, one suicide, one overdose, one fell off of a balcony. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it was just so traumatic. And it was like, I had to get out of that lifestyle because it just takes a toll. And so at 17, I moved to New Orleans to become an actress and a model because that's all I knew. I hated school. I was not good in school. So when I finished school at 17, I got on a plane, went to LA, knew no one. My parents were terrified. You're going to go to LA and there you're going to become, influenced. You know, when someone tries to tell you to take something and a drug or whatever. And I sat them down. I sat my parents down. I said, look, I'm actually leaving to go get out of this life and to clean myself up. So they gave me their blessing. And I went there knowing no one at 17. And from 17, I just worked acting jobs here, there. It was years of, you know, have money, not money. And when I say have money, I'm talking like $100,000. Like that was a lot of money to me.
Yeah, you know? A fortune.
It was a fortune. Yeah. It was a fortune back then. I was able to buy a house. My house was $210,000. You know, I had multiple cars. I had all these hot rods. And then there was years where literally, or months, and where I couldn't even afford a Starbucks. You know, so it was just like a roller coaster. And then eventually I met Grant, married him, and the rest is history. I straightened out my life for real. And I never looked back.
I heard that he had to work pretty hard to get that first date with you.
Yes, he did. He was definitely not my type. I was in the hot rod scene. I was in the actor, musician scene, and he just kind of came in as a businessman, and I didn't know any businessmen. It just was not my vibe. Plus he was short. I didn't really have a problem with short men. Like I didn't have the problem with short men. My experience was guys that were shorter than me were always trying to suppress my height. They didn't want me to wear heels. They wanted me to be in flats. Like, and so that gave me a bitter taste about short men. That's why I made a decision. Like I need a tall man because I want to wear heels. Mm-hmm. But when I met Grant and eventually we started to date in this whole thing, he never asked me not to wear heels. He always felt like more masculine and stronger than me, which is what I wanted. Like I wanted to be with like, I mean, that's just what turns me on. Like I want like a man, you know? And so anyway, the rest is history. And then I realized I didn't really have a short person problem.
Well, the two of you have created quite the empire, and you wrote the book Build an Empire, and it was really to help women understand that it is okay to stand in your own power, even when you are in a relationship with a strong man. And you and I've had that conversation because my husband and I have been married 41 years, and he's definitely a yin to my yang and very strong, but he's proud of the fact that I am who I am. And so I'm very excited. We have your brand 10X Ladies behind you. And it's something that you're hosting this event. And I'm so thrilled and honored to be asked to speak, but share a little bit, because you guys have an incredible real estate empire, but you're so giving and you have a mission, and your mission is to help others. So share a little bit about your mission to impact the world.
Well, yes. Okay. So that goes back to 2008 when we were on the verge of losing everything. A lot of epiphanies and cognitions occurred for me at that time. That's when I really realized, look, you know, we were poor, rich people. I didn't know there was such a thing before that. But then I realized that, you know, one devastation can wipe it all out and you're a poor, rich person. Mm-hmm. So at that moment when 2008 happened and everything was at threat and we lost a lot, as so many other people did, my only purpose at that time was to survive and to not lose it all, right? And so there was no taking care of or thinking about other people. At that point, I was greedy. I had to be. We had to fix ourselves. And another epiphany happened. Like, okay, you know, this consideration that I always thought rich people were greedy, I realized, no, it's actually the person that can't take care of themselves. It's actually greedy, because you have to be greedy in order to take care of yourself first before you're then able to take care of anyone else. So we made a vow at that time that if we ever did become successful, that we would help expose what we did right, what we did wrong. We keep the curtain open for all the other people that were in our situation or that came from our middle class sort of upbringings. We would kind of keep the curtain open so that they could fast track their way to success by using us as an example. So we made that vow, even though I couldn't help anyone else up in 2008, we made that vow to each other. So now that we have attained financial freedom, now we're keeping our word. We're keeping the curtain open, as difficult as that can be and challenging at times. We're keeping that curtain open because I want all the other people who were just like us, you know, the little people, I want them to have the opportunity to look at us, see if they can, then maybe I can. And then, well, what did they do? And how can I condense the 10, 12 years that it took them? How can I listen to that, adhere to that data, and crunch the time down so that they're only doing it in 5 years?
And it is. I mean, you guys have, you're so generous with your time, and you are tirelessly always working at the next phase, the next step in your own lives. And you actually share what you're doing with people. And I know a lot of people that work hard. I work hard. So I don't know what I would do if I wasn't working. And, but I will can absolutely honestly say that the two of you are nonstop, and it's very impressive. So you could be resting on your laurels, but no, you guys keep driving it, and you have an incredible team. The culture at the Cardone offices is just incredible. And that's a testament to the two of you.
Thank you. I'm so proud of the people that work here, and we couldn't be as far as we are without everyone's help. And, you know, it's just so important to align with other like-minded people who really want to make a difference for the better. And then I find that the people that don't have that really as their intention, they don't survive around here, because we don't stop. And we are driven by a mission and a purpose greater than ourselves. At this point, it's really greater than me, and it's greater than Grant. I'm like, if it was just about me, which is still fun because I still want to achieve my own goals, I still need that. But if it was just that, I wouldn't be doing all of everything else, because why? Like you said, right? So, but I really am. I'm on a spiritual legacy play now.
I love that. So tell me a little bit about Build an Empire, having it all, and then also the 10X Ladies events, because I think it's just so wonderful that you're creating this niche for yourself. Such a great example.
Thank you. So the niche for myself is more the Build an Empire, How to Have It All, because I really feel like that is my area of expertise. I know everyone's an expert, but I really am proud of that because I really do have the stats to back me on that area. And I've worked really hard, and I've had to really identify who I am as a person, who I am, not who I thought I was or what I was made to believe I was. And I had to figure out how to work with this book really isn't just about a partnership, but you do need a partnership in life with someone, whether it's the person in the bedroom or not. You're going to have partnerships and collaborations in order to build an empire. So it starts with the bedroom, right? And I really figured out how to work together with a partner in order to focus on the big picture, how to have a couple's goal, how to deli up the roles and who does what based on strengths and weaknesses in order to work in a collaborated effort to reach goals together. And that's what I believe what love is achieving goals and helping each other achieve each other's goals. To me, is the greatest act of love. So I figured that out. I put it in a book. I showed all the scenes behind the operations that I kind of do with mindset, infrastructure, structure, sort of who does what, the roles, in order to really help other. I wrote the book for twofold. I wrote it for the entrepreneurial man who's reading the book to be able to understand what the woman is going through, and vice versa. I wrote it for the woman to understand that this you're with a unique individual when you're with a really driven person. And it doesn't have to be, I said it, male, female, but the role can be reversed too. The woman could be the entrepreneur, bread earner, and the man, as long as he understands the role and how he would play support, which I don't think support is second best, by the way. I think support means bearing the weight of, which means you have to be stronger than the thing that you bear the weight of, which is like my role. So anyway, regardless of that, build an empire is really about how to build an empire, how to expand an empire, and how to protect an empire, and why an empire to begin with. And that is the whole thing about build an empire. I do a mastermind in that. Build an empire is separate than 10X Ladies, because build an empire is me coaching one-on-one, going just me runs that workshop, and it goes through the whole thing. You have a blueprint for your life after that point, and mapped out for you specifically exactly what the action steps you're going to take when you go back. 10X Ladies, I really did because, you know, I am on the mission for financial freedom. I do believe that my husband has the key data. He's studied an entire lifetime to accumulate and pass on this wealth of information to other people. And my job is for those people to have that data and to support him in getting that out. So he's created this brand. He's written a book, The 10X Rule. It's now a movement. So I did 10X Ladies because my observation is we have all these guys, we have women too, but mostly men find Grant, whether they identify with him, relate, he's a man, he talks the same language, he's got the bravado, you know, and they're in that space that they come across Grant. Well, what I find is, why are the ladies deprived of Grant's information? You know, they're just not organically in the masses finding him for whatever reason. But it's not just about 10X. It's everything that we do here at Cardone Enterprises. You know, you've partnered with Brandon Dawson. We do Cardone Ventures. We have Cardone Capital. We have Cardone licensees. So all these women don't have knowledge or access to this whole empire that we have over here, because they might not find Grant, or they might be turned off by him, or they just don't identify with him very well. Mm-hmm. So I did 10X Ladies for the ladies who could identify with me, because I can relate to them. I am a woman. I speak their language. They're going to find me on social media because maybe I'm posting stuff that they watch with hair, or funny, or with the kids, or, you know, they're attracted to me. And so the whole point of 10X Ladies is I'm a conduit to pull in this entire market that Grant might not have access and resources to, which is as women, and then be able to say, turn them on over here, so that now we can partner with other female owned companies in Cardone Ventures and get them on the program so that they're raising more money in their bottom line in their businesses. So that's 10X Ladies. And 10X Ladies is structured. Am I going on and on? 10X Ladies is really structured around the five pillars. And the five pillars of a 10X Ladies are their 10X in finance, in business, in mindset, in relationships and family, and health and wellness. So those are the five main pillars. And when a 10X lady comes to a 10X ladies event, by the time she leaves, she is empowered to live in abundance in all areas of her life.
That was fantastic, Alina. I think you've probably said that once or twice. I love it. and I'm so honored to have had the opportunity to get to know you better, and look forward to being a part of the 10X Ladies event.
I'm so happy to announce and to be able to promote that you, Sharon Lecter, is going to be at the 10X Ladies, one of my speakers, talking about the finance portion of the pillar. Assets are sexy. Can't wait to hear that. And it's something that women need to confront and really take ownership and harness that power and not fear or back away from their finances.
That's right. Well, you and I, dramatically agree that women need to be more in control of their finances. And too many times we put our head in the sand and let somebody else handle it. And we have to wake them up because they have to be able to stand in their own power. Even when you have a partner, you need to be responsible.
That's right.
And it says we make most of the consumer decisions. So we need to be responsible and to know not just how to make money, but how to keep it and how to have the money work for us. So I'm excited to be aligning with you and having this opportunity to bring it. And you have the event is for power players, I believe you're saying.
Yep, this is the 10X Ladies Power Players Edition.
Yeah, it's going to be really so much fun. And Elena, you have just, you are such a giving heart, and yet you have so many different things that you are, you're dedicated mom, two beautiful girls. You guys have been married for what, over 20 years, right?
No, 17. We've been together 18 and a half, but 17 years.
17 years. It's just, it's fantastic. And constantly challenging yourselves as well. And I think that's so important. You know, people challenge me all the time. Why are you still working? And I'm going, because there's work to do. And I don't consider it work. I mean, I feel better when I know that I'm in service of someone else and helping them find something that takes them to the next level. And that's, it's food for my soul to know that something that I've done or shared has helped people make today better than yesterday. So, and I think you have the same heart. So
yeah, it's that spiritual legacy play at this point. So, and it's what fulfills me. You're right.
So you can find Elena everywhere on social media and check us out. We'll put a link in the show related to the 10X Ladies event, if you can come join us. But make sure you follow Elena and get her book, Build an Empire. I love it. And it's an excellent book. And I think that we can all benefit from understanding how to work together with a significant other, whether it be a spouse or partners in business, and make sure that everybody's on the same page as what the next step is and what the goals are. So Elena, you're going to hang out with me because we're going to do a shorter recording for the private Facebook group I have, the Play Big Movement. But for all of you watching and listening, make sure you follow Elena, rewind this and listen, because she knows what she's talking about. She walks the talk, and I have been had the honor and privilege to kind of hang around with them for a while, and working with Brandon Dawson on Cardone Ventures. It's just a real honor. And the quality of the education is top notch. So thank you. I want to applaud you. I want to applaud you and Grant. And I just look so forward to being with you at the event. And thank you for hanging in with us. Any last words you'd like to share?
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate being here and in your presence, and you constantly inspire and motivate me to do better. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Elena. And thank you all for watching this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. You are fabulous. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.